So have you ever anticipated something with so much energy and excitement that maybe you couldn't sleep? It can happen before a surgery. I've never had a surgery, so I wouldn't know that one, but I've heard. I can think back to as a child, you know, oh, we're going to Disneyland tomorrow. Woo-wee! That was something else. Could not sleep. Well, anticipation is the hope and the prediction of what is to come, and that motivates action to occur. Said another way, anticipation is the action and the preparation of expectation or prediction. Now, our English word anticipate comes from a Latin word called anticipare, which means to take care of ahead of time, or literally, taking into possession beforehand. So really, anticipation is to foresee and to act in advance. Anticipation becomes a part of our character, who we are. It becomes a part of our faith. Hebrews 11 and verse 1 tells us, "Now faith is the substance or the realization of things hoped for, the evidence or the confidence of things not seen." Well, the kingdom of God is unseen. I haven't seen it. I'm sure you haven't seen it. If you have, let me know. We'll have a long talk. The throne of God is unseen. The Holy Spirit is unseen. And so it takes a lot of faith to remain a Christian, to remain on this path, because the things we believe in are unseen. And we anticipate Christ's return. We anticipate the kingdom of God. And when we do this, we do it properly, we are taking action in advance to make sure that we will be in the kingdom. We know that God has called us beforehand. He has called us as if we've already won, as if we are already glorified. If you turn to Romans 8, verse 28 and 30, very encouraging scripture. Romans 8, verse 28 and 30 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified." You see, we don't have to worry about this part of God's plan. There's nothing that we did before we were called to make us righteous, to make us perfect for God's plan. It was his choice. But after the calling and the answer of that calling, then our anticipation begins. And so anticipation, as I said before, has to become an expression of our faith. But God also expects us to anticipate. To anticipate is to position oneself for God's purpose. Anticipation is also about alignment. Proverbs 4 and verse 23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." There's many things that happen to us in this life. Each one of us has different paths that we have lived. Not every single one is the same. Sure, there's overlaps here and there, but it's each our own journey. Romans 12 and verse 2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God." Brethren, if we are not aligned with God, we are aligned with this world, with its ways of being and with its ways of thinking. It's like trying to mix water and oil. They just don't mix. You know, aligning ourselves with God proves advantageous. But God just doesn't want us to take his word for it. He says, "Try me. See." Micah 3:10 says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and now try me, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out on you such blessings that there will not be room enough to receive it." Some of you are in third tithe year. There comes automatic blessings from being in tithe year, third tithe year. Yes, it's hard, but you know, you get to see in the long run the things that will happen. But we can see what God is saying here. Try me in this. See if I won't bless you when you obey me. Many people are going through serious trials right now. I'd encourage all of us to read the Bible, to look at the stories that we have. How many times does God say in the Bible, "Stand still and watch what I will do for you"? So anticipation is more than expectation. It's about expect action. We find faith when we find motion, when we find action. Anticipation is David running towards Goliath, a slingshot in his hand, and a stone. Anticipation is Elijah sending his servant to look for the cloud in the sky. It's Moses at the Red Sea, parting with his rod. It's Peter stepping out onto the water. It's Noah building the ark and entering into it. It's us turning to God in our trials and trusting in him. We can anticipate many things. We can anticipate the things that are coming. But the greatest knowledge we have is that Christ is returning, that this world is coming to a close. The more we anticipate this, the more we will draw closer to God, the more we will participate in the work of God, in helping to do the work. And then hopefully, sooner rather than later, we can witness Christ's return.